Welcome in, everyone. Opening night. It is high school girls basketball for the first time this season. And we will be with you in a second to bring it to you. It is Vince McKee alongside Ruben Rodriguez. Welcome in, Ruben.
I'm glad to be here, Vince. Here we go again. Another season of high school basketball here at Berea Mid-Park with the Titans hosting the Westlake Lady Demons. We're in for another good ball game. A lot of senior leadership on both of these teams. Westlake coming off a win over Avon Lake, 48-41, with Sydney Lanto leading the way. And the Westlake Lady Demons here with that massive press that we witnessed last year, taking down Avon, I believe, last week.
Ruben, we were here last year, actually in the same gym in Berea. It was 57-47. Westlake over Berea last year. Obviously, the Lady Titans rebuilding, brand new coach this year. The young 24-year-old at the helm, her first season as coach. They're looking to get a lot of things done this season, a season of growth. But that's Brittany McNamara, young Brittany, leading this squad. So tonight, expect to see a lot of things. Obviously, that Westlake press. Ruben, we talked with Karen Swanson-Hahn before the game. Really, why is that press so effective?
It's effective because, as she mentioned before the game, it's all about the effort from the athletes. They have to want to do it. It's a staple of Westlake basketball. They come in, everybody on the team, even going down to JV's. It's a learned thing here with them. Everybody knows there's a certain time when they go to it. It's kind of like she flips the switch. And the biggest example was their last ball game when they were down 5 points at the half and they just turned it on in the second half with a 23-9 blitz and they pulled away. But yeah, Vince, that's something that Northeast Ohio is going to have to, all the girls' teams are going to have to prepare for moving forward. It's kind of like, you know, we're going to give it to you, just try and stop us.
No doubt about it. And guys, we are fresh off a successful season of high school football. We reached peaks I never thought we'd see, 20,000 viewers per month on the content. And if you want your small business attached to these games, Ruben and I will offer you the best sponsorship you've ever seen, the 30-second commercials during every single game. Let's take your small business to the next level with Keon Sports.
That started off with Richard Ward, Vince.
It did. I mean, Richard Ward is a full-time realtor, specializing in listing homes, new home construction, military relocation, and pricing strategy, as well as buying and selling. Richard Ward has the experience, knowledge, and determination to get the job done. For more information, contact him at richardwardrealty.com. Also, Hinkley Roofing, because it doesn't matter if it's business or residential, your top roofer in Ohio is Hinkley Roofing. They're family run and built on the principles of hard work, customer loyalty, and getting the job done perfection each and every time. Perhaps best of all with them, they use only the finest quality roofing products, such as Owen Corning Roofing System. Visit them today at www.peakleyroofing.com or call them at 330-722-ROOF. And guys, my trophy award winner for high school football is my partner here, Ruben Rodriguez, no doubt about it. But if you're looking for a good trophy, where can you go?
Set of Trophies, a place to go, Vince, and thanks for the kind words. Set of Trophies has been a staple in Northeast Ohio community for over 40 years. For all of your trophy and celebration needs, this trusted company is on time and completes work to perfection every single time. You can visit Set of Trophy at 4335 Rocky River Drive in the city of Cleveland.
That's fantastic, but if I want to go get a stiff drink and watch the game, I need some good food, where should I go?
Vince's house.
Yeah.
You can visit Game Day Tavern, folks. We're looking for a place to celebrate that big game. Check them out at Game Day Tavern in Brook Park at 15119 Snow Road. They offer large flat screens, the hottest bartenders, according to somebody. Drink specials, trivia nights, local bands. They even have an open mic night. And everything you would want in a great tavern, including the widely popular game, Queen of Hearts.
You know, a lot of people drive kind of crazy in these conditions, icy, slick weather. They're going to need insurance. What's a good place to get insurance
from? Cobo Insurance, Vince. They've been serving our area for over 50 years. They're in Cleveland, Northeast Ohio. They're independent agents, so they have a lot of companies to find you the best rate. They specialize in automobile, home, life, business insurance. They're family-run, and they have two locations, one in Elyria and the other one in Avon Lake.
you know, these girls are in tremendous shape. So are the guys when they play. We got hockey later. And if you want to stay in tremendous shape, guys, check out Cleveland Fitness Club. You know, football season was a big deal for us, put us really on the map even more so than we were. A big reason for that was our Player of the Week. And every single week, that Player of the Week was sponsored by Jenny's Old Fashioned Popcorn. They are sold everywhere you go. Make sure you pick up a bag as well as Rocket Fizz candy. If you need to fill out those stockings, go ahead and jam it full of Rocket Fizz candy. Guys, we'll be right back with tip-off. And tonight's tip-off will be brought to you by Frankie's Italian Cuisine. If you're looking for a great place for that pre- or post-game meal, visit them at 4641 Great Northern Boulevard. And here with the starting lineup is Ruben Rodriguez, and that is brought to you by Mullins Construction.
All right, we got the starters for the Westlake Lady Demons. We'll start at the guard position. The senior, the one that runs it all. She is the head of the snake, so to speak. That's Gina Adams. The girl in the middle tonight is Stephanie Randar at the center position. The other guard will be Abby Carrington. Abby Carrington is the Robin to Batman here, along with Gina Adams. And at the other forward position, Abby Gardner. And followed up by another forward, Summer Salem. Starting lineups for the Berea Mid Park Titans we'll have for you momentarily with the introductions. We know for sure Sydney Lanto, their senior point guard as well. Another one that the team evolves around her leadership and her game.
We'll be right back. And here we go. You're listening to KeonSports.com. Vince McKee alongside Ruben Rodriguez. It's jump ball time. Bezinski tips it up, and the Layton Titans control it. Immediately locked up there by Carrington of Westlake. Great job there by Abby Carrington. An immediate jump ball.
Yeah, Vince, give him the first possession, or are they going to re-jump it? Looks like they're going to re-jump.
But you don't see that too often. Back-to-back jump balls to start a game. Here we go again. Vince McKee alongside Ruben Rodriguez. This jump goes to the Lady Demons, where Gina Adams controls it. Goes down low to Randar right off the bat. Up and no good. Hustled down by Berea. Here come the Titans. Savastos has it. Savastos dishes out. Three-point key. Three ball. Nailed it. And that was Singers. No, Moody.
Yeah, Moody got open. It had a couple of quick passes, so Moody should bury the three to start us off. Vince, 3-0. Looks like Westlake's trying to get inside the Randar early.
Here's Carrington to the lane. Up, no good. But she will go to the line to shoot two. Good drive to the hoop there by Abby Carrington. Went right in for that.
Forgot how quick this game is, Vince. It's hard for us to keep up in the beginning.
Two down. So 3-0 early here. Berea Mid Park leads it 7:24 mark of the first quarter. Listening to KeonSports.com. First shot up, no good off the front of the rim by Carrington.
It looks like Westlake wants to get inside early and hopefully open up the outside shot, Vince.
Yep. Westlake playing today without guard Emma Hall, banged up with that knee. And Carrington actually misses both foul shots. And Berea will take over with the ball. Here come the Titans, up 3-0. Top of the key is Savatos, swings it out.
And a 2-3 zone defense with Gina Adams, Randar, and Carrington underneath.
Well, here's Savatos again, taking her time. And it looks like the Titans are without Bricker today as well. Here's Moody, another three ball, nailed it!
That's super, Talessa Moody.
Talessa Moody heating up early now, 6-0. All 6 points coming off of Moody's three balls.
And Sydney Lantau's penetration got that three-pointer.
Here's Carrington, the answer, nails it. Abby Carrington. And just like that, slices the lead in half, 6-3.
Now they go to that full
Here's
court press.
Here's a steal by the Titans, that full court press. Ruben alludes to it. Bada boom, bada bing. And it leads to an immediate quick 2 points again by Carrington. Just like that, within seconds, it is now 6-5. And another turnover on the press. It's Randar this time. Swings it down low, nails it, nope. Rebound Demons, back up with it, nope. Rebound Demons, back up with it, nope. There's Jenna Bozinski, rips it away, and the Titans will take over. And early on, after these made buckets, Ruben, that full court press of the Demons, yep. Doing what it's supposed to. There's Carrington again.
Yeah, Westlake's height is mattering now early in this game. They're showing that they're only not fast, but they're tall.
No doubt about it. All right, Gina Adams, the returning senior starter. Top of the key, swinging it out. It's up, no good off the front of the rim. That was Summer Salem, the freshman, it looks like, and the rebound there by Baczynski. Here are the Titans.
Ooh, nice stuff. Block.
Abby Carrington having herself a hell of a first 2 minutes to start this game.
Yeah, Sydney Lantel's got to go up a little bit stronger than that, Vince, try to get at least a couple of, get to the free throw line. Fast pace so far early.
Very much so. Here's Gina Adams out to Randar. Randar, top of the key. Again, Summer Salem. And here's Abby Gardner. Gardner looking for Carrington. Carrington, well, she had Gardner wide open, she would have had a quick give and go there. But drives the lane anyways and picks up the foul.
Yeah, it looks like she went up strong. That's what Lantos should have done on their last possession. Just go up with it as quick as you can, as physical as you can. Try to get to the line.
5:23 mark of the first quarter. It is the Lady Titans 6, the Demons 5. Here's Carrington. It's up, it's in, and we have a tie ball game.
And here's where Westlake shows their depth, Vince. The quarter's only 3 minutes old. They're already substituting in and out, getting fresh bodies in.
Kitty Whitzel and sharp-shoulder Tori Siggers in the game now as Carrington makes both, and it is now a Demons lead. Their first of the game, 7-6. And Ruben, that gives them a chance to reset up this full-court press.
It's hard to reset it when you miss shots, but when they make them, you can expect it's going to happen.
Yep. Full court press time. She's got her open over top. Has Siggers. And she's got it. Siggers down low. No.
And as I said, since we started doing this, how do you beat the press?
You
got
to
beat
there.
It over the top.
Looked like
pass
a good,
the ball.
Looked like a good pass from Siggers. Moody just cannot wrangle it in there. Off the fingertips it went. All right, here we go. Demon basketball. Stephanie Randar drives the lane. Wants to go in. She's got a good look. Good defense there by Siggers. And bounces back out. Excellent job there by Tori to challenge that shot. Here come the Demons again, though. Carrington posting up down low. Abby Carrington really working hard. Good spin move, can't get it. Fighting for the rebound is Randar. She gets it. And off the foot, it looks like
it's going to go this way towards the Titans.
Off of Whitesell. All right. So Katie Whitesell had the lane there and just kind of bounced it off her foot. Good challenge there. 7-6, Lady Demons lead it.
It looks like Westlake, Vince, are getting a little too fast for themselves, if you know what I mean. They got to slow down a little bit. They're getting good shots, but they're wild shots.
Yep. I hear Titans basketball, top of the key. They're swinging around. Kicks it out. Savatos, left-hander, nails it. And again, just a beautiful left-handed three-pointer by Athena Savatos.
Three buckets, three threes, Vince. They're wide open shots, too. They're all standing at the three-point line waiting for the shot.
Here's Gina Adams looking to drive that lane. Nope, going to kick it out. Three-pointer here. Gina Adams and the Demons trail, 9-7. Good give and go to Adams. Gets fouled, but that's exactly what you need to do. Phenomenal job there on the give and go to Adams.
Yeah, that was a great pass there from Randar to Adams.
You are listening to KeyOnSports.com. I am Vince McKee alongside Ruben Arrigues. We are here in Berea Mid Park, where it's the Lady Demons travel to take on the Titans.
I don't know why that was not a shooting foul.
She was shooting, and I'm not sure why it isn't a shooting foul.
They didn't call that a shooting foul, Vince.
Referee's going to say it was on the floor. 2 points in anyways for Carrington, and it is now tied up again at 9 apiece.
7 points for Carrington already early. 7 out of the 9, Vince.
Full court press again, out of bounds. Ball will stay with the Titans. And right now the Titans are hanging in there against that press the best they can. They turned it over a couple quick times early. Seem at this point to have made that adjustment.
Yeah, Abby Carrington's getting anything she wants inside. All of her shots are about 5 to 10 feet away.
Checking back in is Abby Gardner. And Carrington will actually go out and get a quick break here as Gardner checks back into the game. Several subs early right now for Westlake, Ruben.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I mean. That's part of their depth. They just keep putting players, fresh players in and out.
All right, here's Berea. Good spin move there. Beautiful job by the Titans. Here's a kick out up off the back of the rim. And it looked like she had it there. Just bounced in and out. And here come the Demons again. Gene Adams has it. Adam kicked it out. Three-point key, driving it in. Good left-handed layup there. No good by Gigi Redinger. Here's Berea. Oh.
Ooh. Had a quick 3-on-1 break, but Gina Adams got back in between and managed to make her pass the ball out, and Lantos pass deflected out of bounds. Oh.
All 9 points off of 3 balls. 4 Berea Mid Park early, 2 by Moody, 1 by Siggers. Are there 9 points? Where we stand? Westlake doing some damage at the foul line. Here's Savatos. And she'll kick it back out to the Titans. Might have got away with the travel there. No look pass caught. And again, without their really, their normal floor general is Bridie Brickard, not playing today. And interesting to see how the Titans adjust to that. Sydney Lanto with the ball now, swings it again. Good jump shot there, beautiful form by Lindsay Sabalos. Did not go in, back of the rim, rebound, Demons.
Yeah, Sydney Lanto tried to calm everybody down, brought it back out, dribble, got a good shot.
Nice inside pass by Gina Adams, beautiful job there. Found a cutting to the rim, Gigi Redinger.
Yeah, Gina Adams getting everybody involved, her teammates involved,
she got
before she
vision.
Takes over. Yes, she does.
Siggers gets fouled. All right.
Get rid of it,
11-9, good job there by Tori Siggers, drawing the foul. Saw the wide open lane, and the Demons had no choice but to foul her there, Ruben.
There was a little bit of a tickle, but that's all right.
And it will now be Berea ball, Berea mid-park ball from the sidelines here to get it restarted. Again, both teams playing a little banged up here earlier.
Carrington back in now for the Demons, Vince.
Yeah. She got height on her.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Savatos up top. Westlake, a tight game here, up 11-9. Kicks it out. Here's Siggers. Back out to Moody. Moody, top of the key. That is Lanto. Back to Siggers. Lauren Yee now checked in the game, and this is Yee with the ball.
Yeah, Westlake's gone to the man-to-man defense here.
Good cut there by Siggers. Nice. It's up. It's good.
Yes.
11 apiece.
Torrey Siggers just had that quick first step and took it into the lane, Vince.
No,
once she had that shoulder on her, nobody could stop her. She was all alone for the layup.
All right, Gina Adams now. Top of the key driving. She's got a wide open hole as Adams. It's up. No good. Good defense there. And Berea kind of moved their feet there, and they might have got called with it. You got to stay stationary on that.
Yeah, that was a bit of contact there, but they let him play, Vince.
Well, got to hand it to the Lady Titans staying in this game right now. That's going to hurt the Titans, though. One of their top players there, Savasos, will check out with two fouls. Might not see her again in this half. Here's Carrington. Carrington has it. Goes in. Abby up with it. No good. Rebound Titans. And it is Moody coming down with it. Here's Torrey Siggers.
It's a good defensive play there.
Yeah, no doubt.
That Lanto with her hand straight up in the air.
Here's Lanto out to Kinsey. Good crossover there by Kinsey. Over to Yee. Yee back out to Lanto. Lanto holding it. Tie game here. A minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Vince McKee alongside Ruben Rodriguez, Key on Sports.com. And, Lanto will kind of settle down here for a second.
Yeah, Westlake still with their man-to-man defense.
Can't get too complacent there. Yee out to Moody. Inside the key. This will only be two. If it goes in, it doesn't. And the Demons, good rebound there.
She got a good shot. It went halfway in and came back out, Vince.
Good box out by Abby Gardner. Adams gets fouled. Now go. Here's Gardner again. It's up. It is in. And one.
And a great pass from Abby Carrington inside. And Abby Gardner with a layup and an and one.
No doubt about it. So 13-11.
Westlake going almost exclusively inside to start this game.
Oh,
it's
absolutely
working so far, Vince.
That's all their shot, but it's working for them.
Hopefully later on in the game it'll lead to some good open outside shots.
GG Redinger back in the game now for those Lady Demons. They lead 13-11, looking to build on the lead here. It's up. Gardner nails it. And a three-point play completed by Abby Gardner. And check out. Checking in, Stephanie Randar. And Ruben, again, that gives them an opportunity to set up the press. You see four Demons on our side of the court. Freeman Park looking to bring it. Yee, she's got a girl. She's got her. Going to cut with it is Day Sick.
That was textbook on how to break a press, but then they got the ball stolen from him.
Yep. And now will Westlake hold for the final shot here? 30 seconds to go, up by three. Gina Adams has it. Adams driving. She's not going to hold for the final shot. Up and in. Should be a charge, and it is.
Yeah,
Adams out of control there, Ruben.
Yeah, that call could have been made either way, Vince, because the defender was moving as well, but Gina dipped her shoulder in, and that's what the referee saw, so they called it on her.
Absolutely. All right. Titan basketball down three. Full court press again by the Lady Demons. Titans break it beautifully. Have a wide open under the hole. This should be an easy 2 points. It is. And that is Hannah Dasek. 14-13.
When you break that press, Vince, good things happen to you. Sometimes you get a 2-on-1 or a 3-on-1.
8 seconds here. Lady Demons the hole for the final shot. Up a point. Demons basketball looking to hold for that final shot. 1 second, better put it up now. No good. And GG Redshirt might have got fouled. It didn't get called.
It was a good defensive play there, Vince. We got a 14-13 game. And if you're visiting Westlake, Lady Demons, you should be ecstatic that you got a one-point lead and Gina Adams hasn't scored yet.
Absolutely. That first quarter was brought to you by MDG Flooring. If you're in need of a quality flooring, give our guy Steve a call. They're at 3812 Pearl Road in Medina. Call them today, 330-725-5252. Also, Charlie the Painter. If your home or office needs a new paint job by a real pro, if you answered yes, then contact Charlie the Painter with Charlie the Painter Company today. He can be reached at 330-941-0465. Also, the Workout Factory, if you're looking to work off those post-holiday pounds, and Lord knows we're all going to have them in about a week. And if you have a busy schedule, need time to work out, check out the Workout Factory, 5508 Ridge Road in Parma. Ruben, a lot of fouls called there, a lot of foul shots, but all of them earned. I didn't see a single bad call that entire quarter.
No, it was they're letting them play, but especially the Mid-Park Titans underneath, they're going straight up, the verticality. They're not reaching, they're not committing any silly fouls. Both of these point guards here, Lanto for Berea Mid-Park and Gina Adams for Westlake, they're both getting all of their teammates involved. As
I
saw Talisa Moody with a couple of big threes to start the game.
Tremendous vision out of Adams, I gotta say.
Yeah, we'll see what happens here in the second quarter.
Yuzina Kinsey in the game now. Lauren Yee taking up the ball. Yee cuts it to the outside, back to Kinsey. Here's Kinsey cutting across there with Sabalos. Oh, Yee might have moved her foot. Not called. Bree got away with one there.
I think you nailed it. I think her foot came up, but it wasn't called.
Absolutely, it did. All right. Kinsey back out. Swinging it up top to Yee. Yee finds Moody. Moody had 2 3 balls in that first quarter. Here's Moody. And great job there by Carrington, the first turnover. She has Adams streaking. Nope, she'll settle it down. There's Adams. Adams down low. Foul called on the floor, though.
No call. They called a foul on number 2, Lauren Yee.
Foul on number 2, Lauren Yee, her second.
It looks like Gina Adams is just a little bit too aggressive going to the basket. She's got to slow herself down a little bit. Maybe pop a jumper in there. When the first shot go in, maybe it'll help her out.
Yep, no doubt about it. All right, here we go now. Here's Carrington. 3 ball off the back of the rim. Rebound. Gardner back up with it. Great job and the foul. Woo!
That's what Gina did. She took one dribble inside there and just went to the basket strong.
So Gina Adams used a beautiful box out there, went right back up with it.
Foul number 3, Tori Siggers, for first.
Tori Siggers on the foul there. Good job there by Siggers defensively to kind of get in the way, challenge Adams up on that shot. Here's Gina Adams. It's up. It is no good. Yeah, and Ruben Westlake's missed about 5 foul shots.
Yeah, Gina needs to see one go in here to get her confidence back up. Shooters aren't doing well from the outside. They need that first free throw to go in. And get their confidence back, get that feeling back.
Gene Adams, it's up, it's good, and it's now 15-13. Titans working from right to left.
Comes
on your radio dial
in
the white, it is. And those Demons going from left to right.
Hey, come on.
And this is going to be a good jump ball again, forced by that press. Nope, timeout called by Berea, actually. They got it in.
I don't know about that, Vince. That you have to have possession of the ball to call a timeout.
And they're going to say that she had possession long enough to call the timeout.
All right.
50-50 call there. Not sure I agree with it, but that's all right. And again, you're listening to KeeOnSports.com. That's K-E-E on Sports.com. Vince McKee alongside Ruben Rodriguez. Middlefield Nutrition brings you this timeout, as well as Game Day Sportswear and Great House Cleaning. Guys, if you're looking to get your house clean, check out Great House Cleaning because their top priority is customer service and ensuring that the people who hire them are not only satisfied, but wowed by their service. Great House Cleaning offers free estimates. They clean houses weekly, bi-monthly, monthly, and as needed. Contact Melissa Cusack today at 216-375-8460.
Yeah, Vince, it looks to me like the Lady Titans, this team know each other well. They know about the press. As long as they pass the ball, they break. They seem to be breaking it every time.
Yep. Did Berea call another time out there?
No. It's a turnover. She stepped out of bounds.
At 15-13, Westlake leads it. They have the ball going from left to right. Green jerseys, white numbers. And Berea Park going from left to, right to left. And all white jerseys, orange trim. Down low to Gene Adams again. foul, no call, rebound there. And, man, I'll tell you, Adams is taking a beating tonight, Rubato.
Yeah, that was definitely some contact under the rim. So why did no whistle remains to be seen. But we'll see what happens to the rest. That's out of bounds.
Yep, out of bounds on Torrey Singer's head or toe on the line.
A lot of contact under there. There's got to be a whistle on somebody. Either way.
I'll tell you, Torrey Singer's working her butt off tonight, though, all over the court. Just needs to get those to go in. All right, here's Gina Adams.
Yeah, the Titans with a soft man-to-man press.
Yeah, next to nothing there. Demons have it, top of the key. Here's Carrington. She's been the generator tonight. Abby Carrington, another three ball by Carrington. Nails it.
That was just Abby Carrington creating her own shot there, Vince.
Beautiful form there, right in. Good arc on the shot. Good finger roll off. And just like that, now a five-point lead for the Lady Demons.
And Carrington with 12 quick points here in the first half. Looks like she wants to take over this game.
Yep. Singers. Nope. Moody. Moody to the lane. It's up. No good. Didn't get that rubber rim to go her way there for Moody.
It's one shot and done for Maria Midpark with that height.
Summer Salem left to right. Coast to coast goes Salem. Off the back of the rim, though. Looked like she had it. Good job there by Summer, though, coast to coast.
It's a third foul on Torrey Siggers, Vince. She's definitely going to be sitting the rest of this half now.
And Torrey Siggers, a key member of this Titans team, has now picked up her third foul.
Gave it to Savalos.
Gave it to Savalos. And that's a break for the Titans. Here's Randar. It's up. It's good. No. Yes. Rolled out. Looked like it was in and rolled right out.
Too much air in that ball today, Vince. A lot of these free throws coming in and out.
Good form on that foul shot.
And Gina Adams goes to the bench, maybe to get a quick breather, gather herself a little bit.
Yep.
They can't win this game without her.
Nope. 18-13. Randar misses both foul shots. Good rebound by Abby Carrington. And then she gets fouled out. Not called. Back out again to Carrington. Here's Abby. 1-on-3. Needs to pass it or call timeout. Gets it out there. It might have been a travel.
And three girls.
Randar up top to Salem. Summer Salem back down to Randar. Again, underneath the hoop. It's up. It's no good again. Oh, wow.
They call a little tickle foul there on Jesenia Kinsey.
They need to get Maria Midpark needs some size in that game. I'd say get Jenna Baczynski in, and here she comes.
Good call, Vince. Here she comes out. They got to do something. There's too many rebounds, offensive rebounds. The height of Westlake's getting to them a little bit. They're not taking advantage of it.
The foul differential now, too. Westlake only two fouls. Maria Midpark, nine fouls already. That shows you the aggressiveness of Westlake and the size differential. Here's Randar. It's up. No good. A one-on-one missed. Good rebound there by Siggers. Torrey Siggers passes it out. And it is Lanto. Lanto to Moody. Good pick there by Baczynski. Here's Moody. Three ball. Got it! Her third of the night.
It's a third three-pointer. She worked for that one.
And Westlake now only up by two. Here's Wetzel. Off to Salem. Summer Salem, good arm fake there to get open. Here's Carrington, you know she's going to shoot it right through the lane. She goes. They're going to call the charge on Carrington.
Whoa.
Wait, what's the call? Ribbon charge?
That can't be a charge, Vince. Both players are moving. She was actually up off of her feet trying to guard Carrington there, but they gave it against Carrington.
Okay.
And Gina Adams sits for her customary 1 minute. Got a drink of water, comes back up, but no, Vince.
That's a 50-50 call going the way of the Titans.
Yeah, the 50-50 calls are going the way of the Titans all this half.
Interesting, very interesting. All right, we'll see if there's a makeup call for that one. All right, 18-16, Titans trail, but now have the ball and have a chance to tie or take the lead if they can break this press. Clock's ticking, got to break that line, they do. They get it out, and looks like Moody again for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Baczynski goes for the rebound, doesn't get it. Here's another tie-up.
They call that a jump ball. That should be going Westlake's way.
Christina Kiab will say looked like she had it, but jump ball regardless. All right, Gene Adams, like you said, back in the game. 4:44 to go here. Westlake leads it 18-16. And Westlake trapped actually there. Gonna bounce the way out of it. Number 10 has it. Three ball. Got it. And that was Christina
Kidd.
Zayab
makes that three pointer. It's a big shot for Westlake.
With a hand in her face, she nailed it. Bria has to break this press again. They do. They've done a good job of that tonight, Ruben. They really have.
Yeah, they have. They know what they're up against with this press.
Lanto threw it away there, though. And
yes,
that's going back to the Demons. And that's bad pass.
And that's what it forces you to do, Vince, because if you do manage to get it across the line, then you got the half-court trap that doesn't make things any better.
Yep.
And it leads to passes like that.
Lanto has to dribble her way out of that or pass it the other way. Here we go. Back with the Demons. 5-point lead again. Randar underneath. She's wide
nice
open.
Pass.
Nails it.
Abby Gardner was
Abby
wide open under. Stephanie Randar with Randar makes that play with her height. She can look underneath to see who's under there open.
Good vision. Lantil has to cross that line. Sydney dribbles herself into a trap. Cannot keep doing that.
It's a timeout called by Berea Midpark. Looks like this full court press is starting to wear him down a little bit, Vince.
And fans, again, you're listening to KeyOnSports.com. That's Vince McKee alongside Ruben Rodriguez. KeyOnSports.com. If you're not listening to us, I don't know what you're doing. Turn us on. Rain barrels and more. For the very best in not only rain barrels, but also CBD oils, look no further than Rain Barrels and More. Ruben, you know they're located at 1350 Moore Road in Avon, not that far from your house.
Not that far from me, nope.
Because they're certified Green America company, offering natural and organic solutions for your home and gardens. They offer everything from rain barrels, organic cleaners, CBD oil, essential oils. If it's an oil or a barrel, they have it. Also, guys, if you're looking to buy a new car, check out our guy, James McConville at Helene Kia. Tell him Vince McKee and Ruben Rodriguez sent you. Again, Helene Kia in North Olmsted on Lorraine Road.
Here we go, Vince. It looks like Berea Midpark's got Lauren Yee with the ball in her hand, trying to slow this down a little bit. And they've been very patient the first half here to see if they continue that. They're not throwing up crazy shots yet.
Berea has it down five.
Oh! She just slipped there, Vince. There was no contact. She just slipped. Ball went out of bounds. Good call by the ref here, but not calling a foul there.
Two different games.
So Talissa Moody gone ahead and just kind of tripped. Mm-hmm. Best way to put it.
Yeah.
All right, now. Biggest lead of the night for Westlake, up seven. Here's Randar looking to build on it. Whitesell wants it, puts it up. No good.
The ball should stay here with Westlake.
That was Gigi Renziger on the three ball.
Again, they're using that old school basketball. They got Stephanie Randar at the foul line.
Yeah.
Get her the ball, and then she can look and see who's open on the wing or underneath.
Yep. Inside again to Randar. She's got it if she wants it all day.
Nice.
Up and in. Randar just like that. It's Westlake 25. Berea Midpark 16, Westlake now running away with it.
Yeah, she's
just
a
like
tough
that.
Cover under there, Vince, with her size and strength.
Go downhill,
here's DeVos, though. She's got to turn it on right now. Down low to Baczynski. Baczynski has to go up with it, and she does.
And
no good. That rim is just not bending right for them.
That was a good call, though. That
was.
Good play.
Redinger now top of the key. Looking for Adams. Finds her. Gina Adams looking to get it going. Kicks it out. Back to Redinger. Top of the key. Good reset there by Westlake. Back to Adams. Adams looks for the three, dribbles in, kicks it out to Randar. Randar swings it out again. Back to Redinger. Redinger back out to Garner. And Garner up.
Oh! What a charge.
Ruben, they called a charge on that one?
Every time there's some contact inside, they've been calling that charge all game long.
Westlake has been called for three vicious charges down low.
Yeah.
Interesting. Foul differential tonight stuck at 9-4.
Oh,
out of bounds pass for Berea there.
There was this miscommunication there. She thought she was coming in to get the ball, and she went out expecting a pass over the top. It didn't happen.
Gotta stay wide, Athena.
All right, here we go. Westlake resets it. Here's Carrington back in the game. Adams, good give and go there again.
Yeah.
Adams missed, but that's exactly look
Gina,
that you wanted.
Yeah, Gina's rushing her shots tonight. Halftime would probably be good for her to regroup.
Kind of resettle it down.
Yeah.
25-16 still, though. Westlake leads it without Adams doing much yet. And I say yet. Here's Savatos. Good job there by Gina, the defender. They're going to actually call Adams on a foul.
Yeah,
though.
They called her for hitting her with the hip a little bit
shoved
as she was coming in. She shoved
it
with the bottom or the lower body.
Number 22, Gina Adams per second.
So Gina Adams picks up per second. To the foul line goes Athena Savatos. 25-16. Berea looking to get back in the game right now with some foul shots. Savasto's up. It's good. 25-17, and that's what they need is to hit these free ones.
Yeah, right, Vince. As you all know, that's the way to get back in it. But also, imagine the score of Westlake's free throws that are gone in. Or they missed like four or five of them already.
Well, you're listening to KeyOnSports.com. Here's Savatos. It's up. It is good. Just like that.
Smooth stroke at the free throw line. This girl's awesome at the free throw line.
All right, Tori Singer still in the game along with Lantau. Yee back in. Good job there by Yee. And it's going to create a turnover. Lauren Yee, phenomenal hands there.
Yeah, Summer Salem there kind of got caught a little bit too deep.
To make a run here too, Ruben.
Yeah.
Oh, Kinsey's going to get the ball turned over. Good job on defense.
Jump ball. That ball's going to stay there where it's at with Berea.
Man, Abby Carrington. I'll tell you, Abby Carrington's vicious.
Yeah, she's
she was supposed to lose balls. You feel like Abby Carrington could take this game over at any time.
At any time she wants to, defensively and offensively.
Very much so. Big possession here for Berea, only down 7. They need a bucket going into halftime to cut it down to 5. They really do, Ruben.
And Savasso's at the point. She's up.
Alta Moody, who's been red hot from 3-ball in. Good rebound there.
Nice rebound.
Back to Moody, kicks it out to Kinsey. Kinsey goes cross court. I can't see who has it. It is Savatos.
That stays there.
Yep. 1:22 to go here. 25-18 on the clock right now. Westlake checking in. Rittinger will come out. Looks like she might have hurt her eye there for Westlake, grabbing her forehead.
Yeah.
All right, back with the ball, Lauren Yee.
Oh, nice defensive play. She stuck her hand out there.
Yeah, Summer Salem.
Salem, yeah. It looks to me like Berea's game plan is to stay patient, which they've been doing. Haven't been rushing a lot of shots. Lantos penetration and kick outs, it's working well for them tonight.
Fast pace first half. Mm-hmm. All right. It looked like Moody got trapped there. Gets back out to Savatos. Off the feet of Kinsey. And one extra pass she didn't need to make. Savatos had us, if she would have went up with it. She should have took the shot there. That extra pass killed her.
The extra pass was a good extra pass, but she just couldn't hold it. But if she catches that pass, then she's got two people underneath guarding her.
I think she would have had to lift.
But you're right. She should have just went up strong.
All right, here's Gina Adams. Looking at expound on a 7-point lead under a minute to go in this first half. Westlake with the ball. Randar. Carrington. Carrington biding her time. Goes underneath. It's up. It's good. Beautiful great shot passing there by Gardner.
Yeah, great pass in there.
Good vision again.
Yeah,
she's so tall. She sees right over the defense.
You got to pick your poison with this team. What are you going to do? Guard Adams or Carrington, and you got Gardner underneath, wide open for an easy layup.
Savatos to Siggers. Back to Savatos. And taken away again.
Another jump ball. That's coming this way to Westlake.
Yep. 27-18, Westlake leads Berea. You're listening to the Keon Sports Radio Network. 28.4 seconds to go. And Westlake has not been able to get to the 10-point lead yet, but they've gotten close. Now up by 9, their largest lead of the game, looking for that double digits going into halftime. Again, thank you for joining us on the KeonSports.com network.
Looks like Berea Midpark's going to that soft man-to-man.
Adams,
now they back out of it.
All right, Siggers will guard Adams. Top of the key here. Adams swings it out. Down low to Carrington. Has it all day when she wants it. Here's Carrington again. No good. Again, Carrington. No good. Randar up. Oh, no good.
Yeah, the offensive rebounding numbers have to be amazing here for the Westlake. Their height advantage underneath. They're getting a little wild with their putbacks, but at least they're getting to the free throw line. They got to make these free throws, Vince.
Yep. Well, Baczynski could really park herself down low, but she's not in the game. They're just not playing her very much. Rolls in, rolls out.
All right, another missed free throw. Vince is probably a 15-point lead if they make their free throws.
Oh, yeah, I mean, at least 7 or 8 missed foul shots, so this thing would be out of hand. Something to work on for sure.
Sydney
one of the
Lanto
few things they don't do well.
Lanto comes in for the final 11 seconds. Maybe a threes in this offing.
Yeah, Randar nails it. And there it is. The first double-digit lead of the game goes Westlake's way.
Out of bounds. That's coming to Westlake.
Yeah, it is. Savatos is dribbling right out of bounds.
They'll probably play for the last shot here, Vince. We'll see what happens.
Berea down by 10 points. Largest deficit of the game. And Savatos dribbled it right out of bounds there.
Yeah. She popped off her knees. She was rushing a little bit.
Number 55.
All right, here we go.
I'd go to Gina here, Vince. See if she can pop a three to get her confidence back before the half.
Yep. 28-18, Westlake. 3 seconds to go. They got to shoot. Clock's going to hit 0 right now. Too late. Adams missed it about one extra second.
Yep. Too much dribbling there. She wasn't watching the clock.
All right, fans, as we go to halftime, it is Berea Midpark 18, Westlake 28. You are listening to KeonSports.com. And fans, we want to take this halftime break to tell you about our last three sponsors of the day. Teresa Saban Real Estate at Asa Cox. Also, Airport Go-Kart. The weather will be warm soon enough. Check them out. Top tier performance with Chris Walker. Now, you get 25% off your initial consultation, actually 15% off, if you mention Key On Sports. Top tier performance. Email cwalker199571@gmail.com. Looking to book a phenomenal winter vacation away in a sunny state? Go ahead and check out Michelle Marvelous Travel Memories on Facebook. She will do the work for you. Up next, our second half of basketball. We are back here in Berea Mid Park, where the Lady Titans host the Westlake Lady Demons. At halftime, it is 28 for Westlake, 18 for Berea Mid Park. And Ruben, what does Berea Mid Park need to do to get back in this game?
They just need to stay patient with their shots, Vince. They're doing good on the offensive end. They're not throwing any bad passes. They're not taking any wacky shots. It's just that the height advantage for Westlake on both ends is just killing them.
Okay. Lanto, top of the key. And Cindy Lanto needs to really kind of get red hot here from three ball land. We know she can do it. We've seen a lot of it last year. Again, without Bricker, she had to step up.
Yeah, she's, okay. She's scoreless. Gina Adams at the 1 point. Yeah. Nobody would have ever thought that was going to happen.
Sabalos tried to go down low there, Baczynski, and it got tipped away just barely by Westlake. Sabalos and Berea Mid Park to start bottom of the key. Looking top of the key.
I love it.
Yep, Savatos has it. Out to Lanto. She needs to start hitting these. What did I just say?
Yeah, she had a wide open three there. She just missed it.
Yep. All right, here comes Gina Adams and Westlake. Down low to Randar.
Nice pass.
Oh, Shadell, that used the backboard on that one.
Yeah, you got to hit that square, Vince.
Absolutely.
Hit that square.
All right, here's Lanto. Lanto to Savatos. Savatos pump fakes the three, drives in, kicks it back out to Lanto. Lanto throws it away, but caught by Berea. Luckily, shot up, no good. That was Sabalos.
That's Carrington with the rebound.
Yep.
The right place at the right time.
Oh, Salem hits the deck. Back to Berea. Jump ball.
It's going that way. That ball goes over to Westlake on a jump ball, Vince.
Okay, up. Ah, so the jump ball will stay with the Demons. Here they come. Salem has it. Salem out to Randar.
Oh,
Randar.
Whoa, whoa, miscommunication there a little bit. It almost cost them.
Good job there, though, by Garner to keep the ball in. Oh!
That's going to Berea on a jump ball.
On a jump ball, Savatos kind of kicked Randar in the head. Obviously not on purpose.
Yeah, there was a miscommunication there.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Westlake got lucky here that it was a jump ball, not out of bounds.
Not out of bounds, yes.
Now the next possession will go back to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
They really got lucky. All right, here's Lanto looking for some points here. We had not seen any early in the second half. Lanto. Takes it back out. Sabalos. Sabalos to Lanto, knocked out Westlake.
And Westlake started again in the second half like they did the first with a 2-3 zone defense.
Kieran Swanson-Hahn has to be pleased with their team's performance with the exception of the poor foul shooting. Like we said, it'd be about 38-18 instead of 28-18 right now.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that. Looking for Moody. Nice, nope. Populated by Summer Salem. Summer Salem. Oh, no good. Rebound Carrington there, though. Good job, Abby. Nice. Carrington. It's up. It's good.
And Carrington followed her up. Didn't give up on the play and followed Summer Salem. There comes the press, Vince. Yep. Here you go.
Abby Carrington makes it 30-18. Gina Adams, but that still makes it 32-18.
Their first bucket of the game, and it comes off the press. Here they go again with it. Nice pass.
And the press creates four quick points for Westlake to take this game right over now, up 14 by Adams. Here we go again. Nice. Savatos, no good. They cannot get a roll tonight. Here's Gina Adams. Demons up 14. Adams to Randar. Demons looking to go up 16. No. Good rebound there by Sabalos.
Another missed layup. And they busted it. They had a 3-on-2 break. Couldn't get the layup in. But now everybody's seeing this is where they bread their butter with this press.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
To Berea Mid Park's credit, though, they've been breaking it pretty good today.
Here's Yee to Moody. Moody's got Baczynski down low. Get her the ball. Nope. Jeez, oh, man. Should have had that one.
Open layup. They broke the press cleanly. Got an open shot. Baczynski just missed the bunny.
Got to hit those.
Wide open three.
Wide open. Abby Gardner. No one near. Drives the lane. 2 points. And Abby Gardner.
Quick timeout here, Vince. They're doubling up their point guard. They're doubling up Gina Adams. And that's what happens. You get somebody underneath wide open for a layup.
Well, that one, like you just said a minute, Abby Gardner sent a three-point key. No one there. Takes it right in. Again, fans, you're listening to KeonSports.com. We are back here on KeonSports.com. That's K-E-E on sports.com. Download us
quick
on your smartphone today.
Quick passes.
Beautiful. Siggers. Torrey Siggers swings it out to Moody. Moody head check there. Back over there is Moody. Gets fouled. Not called. Rebound, Gina Adams.
Yeah, they're breaking this press perfectly. This could be a blueprint for everybody else in the league. Nice pass.
Randall, and this game is about to be a blowout. 34-18. Now 36-18. Bria can't break the press that time.
They called something.
And this is really, I mean, this is crazy. 18-point game, and at times it's been very close.
Looks like they called him.
Katie Whitesell on the foul there. And here we go again, Ruben, where Bria Mid-Park has to try to break a press down 18.
It's off the hands of Lindsay Ceballos. Oh, no, they called Ceballos. I guess he pointed the other way, so I don't
know.
Got
to get right here to Lauren Yee. Lauren Yee needs to find Siggers.
Nice.
Nope. The idea was good, but a little bit quicker to Siggers there so she could spread it out.
For the most part, they've been breaking this press fantastically, yeah. Better than anybody else has in this league.
Well, on that play there, if Torrey could get separation a little bit, you have it the rest of the way. She didn't separate. Bad pass. That's all it took. Gene Adams again, trying to heat up right now is Adams. Nope. Good job there by Torrey Siggers.
Yeah, they converged on her three.
Good rebound there by Torrey. Torrey back out. Three ball off the back of the rim. No good by Ceballos. There's Gene Adams, and this thing's about to be a blowout. Up 18, looking for more are the Demons. Westlake 36.
Good idea there from Gina to back it out and get a play started here.
I agree.
Nice pass.
Good give and go. Salem to Adams. No good. Adams with her own rebound. Up again, fouled by Siggers.
Yep, they're going up strong. They're getting all the offensive rebounds, Vince. They've been doing that all game long.
Yep. I got to say, though, Torrey's all over the court tonight. Yep. Defensively, offensively, touching the ball whenever she can. Just the rest of the team is a little more aggressive. Gene Adams looking to build on this lead. It's up. It is off the front of the rim. And Ruben, we've been saying it all night on those foul shots.
Yeah, they're gonna be practicing foul shots probably all week long now. It's something when you have a big disparity in the score, there's always something to work on.
Oh, yeah. That's the truth. There's always something. KeonSports.com bringing you the action today. Second shot up and in by Gina Adams. And still there by Adams off the foul shot. She's all over the place, Ruben.
Calling a jump ball.
Up 19, she's playing like it's a tie game.
Yep, that's like a zone score.
Yeah, Gene Adams and Abby Carrington could be an absolute presence. When they want to be, watch out. Back to Westlake.
Call a jump ball under their own basket. She's looking, finds Carrington.
Up with the shot. It's beautifully nice. In there. Christina Zabe making the most of her touches tonight. She's played
smartly, jump shot.
But nailing them, Ruben. Yeah. She's hitting everything she takes.
She's wide open. I mean, she's got to make those shots. Nice pass.
Yep. Here's Torrey Siggers. Siggers off the back. It is good. And Torrey Siggers.
That's how you break the press, Vince. You go pass over the top and find your playmakers or your shot makers underneath.
Well, tonight Torrey Siggers has been a one-woman show, but still 39-20. This game pretty much out of hand. Bria Mid-Park looking to make it respectable here in this third quarter.
Yeah, you find Siggers, you find Moody, Lanto underneath after you break that press. Those are your three people you can count on to make a shot.
It's in the KeonSports.com. Siggers off the back of the rim, no good. 39-20. Gina Adams has it, gets trapped. Good job there by Ceballos and Siggers. And a timeout by Westlake.
Looks to me like Gina got a little crazy with the ball there. That could have been a carry.
Driven a little bit high?
Yeah.
Yep. All right, fans, with 3:57 to go, it is Westlake 39, Bria Mid-Park 20. You're listening to the KeonSports.com radio network. All right, Westlake with the ball up 39-20. Up 19 right now, looking to move more. Here's Carrington again. Abby Carrington. Oh, man, Ruben.
Missing too many layups. Missing way too many layups.
They could be up by 30 easily. Bria Mid-Park hanging around. Three ball here by Moody. No good. Rebound, Gina Adams.
She's got a nice pass.
This should be 2 points easy for Gardner. Nope. Extra pass. They'll reset it. Kia playing today in for Emma Hall.
Smart play by Zayab, kicking it back out and starting over.
Well, Zayab, you know what? Making the most of her minutes. Without Emma Hall in the lineup, you've seen Zayab step up big time tonight and really do well for Westlake.
And I tell you, Talisa Moody has herself one heck of an arch on that three-point shot.
She does. The girls' basketball, you need that.
Yep.
Here's Moody again looking for it. Nope. Going to try to swing it up top. And Ruben, talk us through that one.
Oh, they called.
Looked like Salem or Ziad caught her.
Yeah, she was looking for the three, but she saw one-on-one, so she took her to the basket.
39?
Yep. Looked like all ball, but.
It was tough. All right, so here is Talisa Moody to the line. Her team down 39 to 20, 3:12 to go.
Yeah, those kind of fouls, it doesn't matter. One team will like it, the other ones won't.
It's up. It is good. Good roll there by Moody.
Yeah, she's got a nice stroke. She's got a nice high arch on her three-pointer.
Yeah,
her
that's the first time all game that Berea got a roll to go their way.
Yeah.
I'm very honest with you.
She's got a nice rotation on her foul shots, too.
Yep. It's up. It is in. All right. 40 to 21. 39-22, I should say. Westlake up 17, trying to break the press. They're coming our way. Siggers.
Perfect full-court press there by Berea Mintbarker. Trying to take a page out of Westlake's.
Good job there by Tori Siggers and Moody to create that turnover.
It's something when you have a fantastic press. You hardly, very rarely see it done against you.
Absolutely. Tori's been all over the court tonight. Mm-hmm. Here comes the Demons. Still down 17. A lot of work to do. But little plays like that will help. Here's Kinsey. Christina Kinsey. Up top, Kinsey swings it over to Siggers. Here's
nice
Tori Siggers up the lane. It is a little too high on there. She tried to go backwards on that. No good. A little too fancy by Siggers. She could have hit that. Just that would have been a 15-point game.
Yeah, she just has to go up, hit the square, put it in there. Look,
bad style. All right, Katie Whitesell underneath the hoop. Westlake up 17, looking to put this one mercifully over. 2.5 to go in the third quarter still, though. Here's Summer Salem. She's had herself a hell of a night. Has Salem. Summer Salem kicks it out. Gardner
stepped out of bounds. Oh, she walked. Got her for traveling. Westlake's having a tough time with this Berea press.
39-22, Westlake leading Berea Mint Park, 2:32 to go. You're listening to the KeonSports.com radio network.
Yeah, it looks like Westlake's going to have to put their ball handlers back in to take care of this press from Berea Mint Park.
And right in front of us looks like another trap by Westlake. She's got no chance. Lindsay Sabalos has to be a little bit quicker on that swing. All right, Lindsay Sabalos looking for Zavatos. Nope. We'll restart. I can't really see Kinsey. All right. Yazina Kinsey with the ball now. Raymond Park, good job there.
Yeah,
Abby Gardner just using that reach.
Yeah, Gardner's length is just putting the ball away.
I remember last year, Abby Gardner, Abby Carrington, and Abby Monolalovich, the big three Abbeys on that team.
They had
that.
The law firm of Abby, Abby.
All right, here's Lauren Yee, top of the key by Yee. Titans down 17, looking to cut into it before the break here to go to the fourth.
Yeah, Demons in a man-to-man defense.
Good jump there by Savatos, but it hurt her lower back. Took a knee to the lower back, did Savatos.
Yeah.
And she's back up. Standing in. Checking back in for Moody is Jenna Bozinski. As, again, Berea Mint Park getting really just worked underneath on the rebounds. 39-22, minute 58 to go. Bozinski underneath there trying to post up. Here's Zavatos looking. Zavatos back out up top to Sabalos. And looking for Siggers. Hazard. Good job there by Carrington.
Quick hands. Very quick hands by Carrington.
Here's Zavatos. Zavatos on the drive. Up with it. What's the call, Ruben?
Looks to me like she stepped out of bounds or she traveled. One of the two. What'd they call?
Out of bounds. Been a long third quarter. Westlake ball up 17, 39-22. Good job there by Yee. Yee, good job there. Almost with the turnover again. Somerset, very good. Yee all over the place. Now it's wild time. Oh, back to Salem. Salem underneath.
Pass.
I can't see who has it. Who has it? 23.
Back and forth. Wild turnovers. And it costs Berea Mint Park an easy layup.
Good job there by Lauren Yee, though, to create the initial turnover on that swing. Here's Zavatos underneath. Jenna Bozinski. Nope. Summer
they
Salem.
They called a foul on the arm.
They
Vince,
did.
It looks to me like they're letting them play a little bit here because yeah. I've seen about three fouls in the last two possessions should have been called.
Jenna's got to settle down and make these. Titans down 19. At this point, they can't afford to miss too many more shots. These foul shots have to go in.
Gina's about to check back in for Westlake.
Mm-hmm. Shot up. No good. By Baczynski.
Number 22, Gina Evans back in the game for the Lady Demons.
Minute 8 to go here in the third quarter. Westlake leads Berea Mid Park 41-22. I am Vince McKee alongside Ruben Rodriguez. You're listening to the KeonSports.com radio network.
It looks like Gina Adams is in now because, like I said before, you need your ball handlers out here. They're not used to being pressed like they press. Now you need Carrington, you need Adams in here that can handle the ball.
Baczynski up, no good. And Westlake will battle for the rebound and get it.
There you go.
And two more missed foul shots.
There you go. Gina. They know what to do with the basketball when they get it in their hands. You got to go to your seniors here.
Yep. Summer Salem, Gina Adams, Carrington, 4-3.
Too much.
Off the front of the rim. Might have been off the fingertips
that
of Baczynski.
Stay with Westlake.
Stay with Westlake it is. And Jenna Baczynski, instead of grabbing for the ball, just kind of tipped it, went flying out.
And that's what when you brought Gina Adams back in the game with the press that they have. She knew what to do with the ball exactly at the time she got it.
Yep. Turnover there, though, by Gina Adams, and back to Berea it goes. Here's Lauren Yee. Lauren Yee has it. Yee looking to reset it down 19. The Titans, this game has gotten out of control pretty quickly. Sydney Lantau out to Tori Siggers. Siggers gets a bit of a hand check by Carrington. No call.
Yeah, it is.
And Tori kicks it back out. Here's Lanto. Lanto back out to Siggers. Siggers to Moody. Off the foot of Moody. And another jump ball.
They're going to call a foul. They're going to call a
jump
foul.
Jump ball. They called a jump ball.
They called a jump ball. There should have been a foul on Salem. Now she was on, she came over the top of her.
So Summer Salem got away with one there, possibly. Jump ball will stay with the Titans, though. Sydney Lanto. Lanto underneath the Baczynski. Baczynski just needs to go up with it. Like, enough already. Just go right up with it. Another miss. She's got a couple parts of her game she needs to refine. Yeah. But if she can, she can be something fierce.
And it's a Gina Adams, as I said. You get it to your ball handlers, Vince, when you get yourself in a pickle like that.
GG for three. No good. Rebound Randar. No good. Rebound Randar again. Bounces off. Here's Lanto. Got to shoot it. Does Sid the Kid. And Carrington with a hand in her face. That's it.
Yeah, it looks like at the end of this quarter, Vince, they're just letting these girls play. It's getting a little bit too physical. There's no whistles. Either way.
Well, it was a 10-point game at halftime. Now a 19-point game as it is Westlake 41, Berea Mid Park 22, 19 points, 8 minutes to go. Looks like it's all Westlake today. You are listening to KeonSports.com. That's K-E-E on sports.com. We are back here in the fourth quarter. It is Stephanie Randar of the Lady Demons about to inbound the ball. 41-22 Westlake in the Gina Adams. And it's going to be interesting to see how much they press in this quarter if they just kind of let it run down a bit.
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice steal.
Good job. I'll tell you, Lauren Yee is really good on defense.
Yeah, they're letting him get physical out there.
Lauren Yee, phenomenal job on defense. And she nails it. Goes coast to coast.
Great shot by Lauren Yee. She came up underneath her defender, laid it up and in.
So Lauren Yee gets the big turnover on defense, takes it all the way in for two, and 41-24. Berea Mid Park down by 17, going from left to right on the radio dial. White trunks, white tops, orange letters, and numbers, I should say. And Westlake going from right to left, green trunks, green tops, white letters.
Good offensive play there by Lauren Yee.
Good
took it right to the hole.
Just like that, cuts the lead down to 16. Summer Salem has it on the press, breaks the press to stay. Oh! Summer Salem traveled there. Moved that front
foot. Got a lot of pressure on that press that Westlake is not used to. They're not used to being done to them what they do to others.
Well, Berea Mid Park needs to make a run right here. They got to go on a ridiculous run right now.
Nah, but that
7-0. Lauren Eaton is across it now.
Yeah, you can't pick up your dribble when you're in the middle of
Kinsey to Moody. Moody three ball, no good. Randar for the rebound. Bounce. Lauren Eaton has it. Has to look up though. Abby Carrington, good job there, swatting it away from Lauren Yee.
You got to get that rebound and go up strong with it, Vince.
Reminder, fans, tonight we will be doing hockey Avon Lake at North Olmsted. Puck drops at 8:15. Keep it on KeonSports.com for hockey action later tonight. All right, Berea Mid Park with the ball down big. Bouncing off the foot is Moody. Good rebound there by Kinsey, though, to keep it with Mid Park. Siggers has it. Good job there by Tori Siggers out to Lauren Yee. off the front of the rim. Westlake now battling for it. Summer Salem.
That ball stays here with Berea Midpark. There's a lot of scrambling going on the court right now, Vince.
And you can see the frustration right now by Kieran Swanson-Hahn, even with her team up 16, does not like the sloppy play.
Yeah, it's not a clean game for Westlake, but their defense and their rebounding is basically what's got them this far.
Big time. The old school press break play there. Inbound play, I should say. Here's Sydney Lanto. Sydney Lanto has not really scored tonight. Been a big time missing piece for them. Mm-hmm. Nice. Good move there by Siggers. Oh, off the back of the rim. Great move to get open, though. Found that lane.
Cut it off.
Up and in. Oh,
that's a nice foul. That's all started by Gina Adams. As I mentioned, she knows what to do with the basketball. She looks for the open man. If she's not scoring, she's contributing somehow, whether rebounding or just getting all the rest of her teammates involved.
Foul out number two, Lauren Yee, her third, team second.
And fans, all you small business owners out there, if you want a 30-second commercial during any broadcast, email me, Vince McKee, at coachvin14@yahoo.com.
So it's going to be a major, major focus this week at Westlake practices about these free throws.
Indeed. Again, we want to sponsor your small business. Let us know. CoachVin14@yahoo.com. 2020, only 1 week away, and those packages are bigger and better than ever. Here's Tori Siggers. Her team down big. Sydney Lanto to the hole. Good job there by Lanto. Just can't make them. Rebound there by Berea. Good job by Moody to keep that in. Here's Savatos and Ruben. They got to start making those layups.
Nobody touched them yet. The problem is they're rushing their shots. Once they get there, take your time. The worst thing that can happen is they'll foul you, but hit that square, the ball will go in for it. Everything's being rushed up and thrown up against the glass.
Gene Adams has it for the Demons. Good press here by Sydney Lanto of Berea, staying with Adams.
Her ball handling skills are amazing.
She's very good. Here's Abby Carrington. Carrington swings out to Witzel. Witzel looking down low to Adams. Good job there by Sydney Lanto of Berea.
They got lucky there. They
keep that one Westlake. Yeah,
they got lucky Lanto directed. That was not a good pass.
Down 16, and again, you know, I'll say it again. Sydney Lanto didn't really score a lot. You know, missing link tonight.
You gotta work.
But like Gina Adams, isn't shooting the lights out either. But they're getting their teammates involved one way or another. Nice.
Moody checks out for Westlake. Westlake nails it. Timeout, and it is now 43 for Westlake, 25 for Berea Midpark, 5:48. You're listening to the KeonSports.com radio network. That's Keon Sports, K-E-E, on sports.com. For all you small business owners, you want to get a 30-second commercial during every broadcast, email me, Vince McKee, at coachvin14@yahoo.com. We'll be right back. We're back, 5:48 to go here. It is all Westlake. Really putting this one away with ease right now.
Yeah, they're really turning on the press.
Another turnover on the press. Gina Adams has it. Adams wants it. And you're right. She's out of control on those drives.
Out of control. Nice and easy that Carrington pulls her shots up. Yeah. And Gina's just rushing everything. She
just a little bit. If Adams slows down a second, she could have double-digit points tonight.
But again, she stuck her hand in there and caused another turnover. If she's not scoring, she's distributing to her teammates and just playing a stellar defense. But yeah, she's rushing her shots way too much. She's just throwing them up there like she wants to smash some glass or break the or take the air out of the ball.
Settle it down. 43-25. Westlake has it, looking to put this one away. Adams again.
That time she got fouled. They just went after her.
She got bashed. All right, Westlake to the line. Gina Adams up 43-25. 5:13 to go.
For fourth. Third.
We are in Berea Mid Park, Ohio. First shot up, first shot good by Adams. 44-25.
She has a good strong at the line.
Talisa Moody returns to the game for
she may have game. About 2 or 3 minutes left to play of game action here, Vince, if this gets it's already at the 20.
Checking out for Yee, checking in Moody up and rolls in, rolls out for Adams. Good rebound by Westlake to stay control. There's Carrington again. Abby Carrington. Oh, my goodness. And Gina Adams.
See, they're just throwing stuff.
It's a two-woman show.
Sometimes you just got to get that ball out, Vince, and just kick it back out.
And Lento does a good job getting the rebound and then steps out of bounds.
Yes. There's no clock here. There's no shot clock. Just get the ball. find your point guard, kick it back out, and start over. Start a new play. And no reason to throw wild shots up there like that.
No.
There's a wide open three for Gina.
Gina Adams, three ball, got it. Gina Adams on the three. Makes it Westlake 47, Berea Mid Park 25. Biggest lead of the game for the Demons.
They called it. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Absolutely.
Down by 22, Berea Mid Park head coach McNamara, a little frustration there. Yeah. Not real sure how much that's going to help.
Team 7.
Finally, Berea Mid Park's gotten the benefit of a few calls tonight. Here's the Vatos. Up, good.
Yeah, it goes both ways, Vince. One side's going to like it, the other side's not.
Letting them play physical. Westlake, wholesale subs here. Randar coming in. And we're going to see Anna Williams for the first time tonight, along with Christina, however you say that name, she's been tearing it up.
Christina Zayab.
Zayab. Big night for Zayab.
Yes, she is. Yeah, she played well in Emma Hall's
absolutely
absence, yeah.
Shot no good there on the second foul shot by Berea Mid Park. Out of bounds it goes. Back to Berea. 21-point game.
Gina Zayab, we're just talking about Christina. She couldn't hold on to that ball. Had to go with the press again, Vince.
All right, 47-26.
Nice pass. You got
good job there by Tori Siggers, breaking the press. Siggers out to Daysick to Savatos. Savatos kick it out. Up and got fouled. Bashed in Sabalos, not called. Another jump ball. What are they going to call there, a foul?
Are they going to call a foul on Carrington, or are they going to call it out of bounds on Carrington?
Yep, foul on Westlake. Oh, okay, they're going to call that on Berea Mid Park.
Foul on number one, to Melissa
Moody. Oh, they did call it on Berea Mid Park. It's hard to tell anymore, Vince. You get those scrums on the court. They usually, I don't know, back in the day they used to call that traveling, but apparently now as if you're down on the floor, you're trying to gain possession until you actually stand up with the ball. They don't call it traveling. You can do basically whatever you want down there and tussle, but obviously if you're lying on top of somebody, they're going to call a foul. But other than that,
So Westlake will inbound the ball here underneath their own hoop, up 47-26. Starters staying in the game for Westlake, up 21 with 4 to go. Here's Carrington. Nope, stripped away. Good job there. Tori Siggers has it. Siggers, no good. They're going to call Daysick on the foul.
Yeah, that's a frustration foul there.
Wow. Another good job there by Tori, but couldn't finish it.
Yeah. She was going up one against two. That's a perfect example. There's nothing there. Kick it out. You got the possession already. Get something going.
Agreed. Carrington with the ball here. Abby Carrington. Carrington has it. Stops the dribble. Starts it up again. Randar, good head check to Carrington. Three ball. Abby. No good. Adams again with the rebound.
And that ball stays with Westlake. It was just a penetration play. Kick it out to Abby Carrington, who was open for a three shot. Didn't go in.
And Gina Adams with 6 points tonight only.
Yep.
Doing everything else. Westlake has it. Top of the key. 3:45 to go.
Yeah, looks like they want to take a little air out of the ball here and get out of here with a win, Vince.
Gina Adams to the lane. No good again. Has not been her night.
It's not a good day for her offensively with the shot. Not saying that she's not affecting the game in other ways, Vince.
Nope, absolutely. Siggers off the fingers of Sabalos.
Too much fire on that pass.
Another turnover.
Number 23, Gigi
Redinger. Gigi Redinger checking back in the game for Westlake. Cindy Lanto giving some more action here.
Yeah, looks like Westlake going with the bench bunch and Gina and Randar out.
Get injured to Adams. Adams cross court. Here comes Adams again. She needs to make these. It is finally good. Good for her. That's a lot of hard work tonight for Gina.
She has to slow that shot down a little bit when she doesn't rush it. Just hit that square. It goes in every time.
3 minutes to go. 49-26. Westlake leads it. Looking just to put this thing away for good. Now under 3 minutes. That is, I believe, Siggers at the top of the key. Yep, Tori has it. Good crossover, but then dribbles it off her foot. Sydney Lantau. Good spin move by Sydney. It's up. It's good.
Nice move by Sydney Lantau. That's what she should have been doing more of this game. Just penetrate, penetrate, penetrate.
That would have faked me out trying to cover that.
Yeah, she started the game out penetrating and kicking out. Remember, Moody hit her first 2 3-pointers of the game.
Yeah. They're up 6-0 right off the bat.
First team six.
Summer Salem checking in for Gina Adams. That will probably be it for the night for Gina. All right. Randar in now. Summer Salem, Gittinger, and number 4, Anna Williams.
Jump ball possession stays with Westlake. And here's her Berea Midpark. Vince, they've been successful with their press when Westlake doesn't have their best ball handlers out there.
Summer Salem.
Oh, nice move.
Beautiful job by Summer Salem. Rolls in and out, though.
Hey.
Went coast to coast, found a wide open lane.
When you get fancy and it's all pretty, it all looks good. You get the oohs and ahs, but if the ball doesn't go in, it doesn't matter.
Nope. And again, fans, we are going to start our 2020 season coming up here. A little over a week to go. And we had a lot of sponsors last year in 2019. We're going to need more sponsors in 2020. Email me, Vince McKee, at CoachVin14@yahoo.com. Rim at Park, inbounds it in. Deep three ball there by Moody. Off the back of the rim, no good. Out of bounds, ball to Westlake.
Comes over to Westlake. That looks to me, Vince, this could be where they start taking the air out of the ball.
Yeah.
But the Titans won't let them. They're still pressuring. They're down 21 points, and it's still like it's a 10-point game.
Demons have it, top of the key. The exception of really Summer Salem and Randall, they got the bench bunch in there, so three of them at least. Here's Gigi Rensiger.
Oh, she had a layup.
Anna Williams for three. Williams, no good. Randar chases it down. Back inside. Rensiger, no good.
Still passing that ball around, though, Vince. There's no give up in any of these two teams.
No way. Savatos for three.
Got it.
Nice. Oh, man, in and out.
That thing was halfway down, Vince. It came right back out of there, rolled right out.
Been that kind of day for Berea Midpark. Jump ball here, Savatos. Yep. Savatos and Randar for that one.
She does a situation, Vince, when you know that if I was Randar, I'd just leave her alone. Because she doesn't pass the ball out from, if she stands up, they call traveling on her. So there comes times when, you know what, get up.
The fans, you can reach us on Twitter at Keon Sports. And Ruben, where can they find you on Twitter?
They can find me at RubeRodriguez5 at Twitter. I'll be there. I'm there almost all day, Vince. I mean, yeah, hit me up.
Here we go. Vince McKee alongside Ruben Rodriguez. You're listening to KeonSports.com. That's KeonSports.com.
Especially if you guys want us to do a game. Can't reach Vince. If Vince can't get to you right away, hit me up.
Busy man. And really, this is...
Tell us who you are. Tell me who you are, what school you represent. Tell them that we... Reiterate to me that we are the best around. And you want our services. We'll be more than happy to take a look at everybody and everything, every sport we can to bring you guys the best we can here.
All right, here we go. A minute and a half to go. A little over 90 seconds. Berea with the ball down 21. And the Lady Titans clearing their bench as well, although they're going to leave Savatos in there. And Yee kicks it out. No good. In and out all day long. That time it was Haley Deal. Titans basketball. Savatos again kicks up that foot.
There it goes. Yeah, Vince. Those are like three shots now that she's thrown up, and they've gone halfway in and come right back out again.
It's funny. She kind of lifts up her left foot.
It's crazy.
It's unique.
That's kind of her mechanism. That's her. Yeah.
A little pump. Like they had that extra pump of energy
just to get it up there.
All right, minute or two to go, and this one will be coming to an end here shortly.
Oh, she had the shot. Didn't take it.
Williams
smart though.
Shot.
Why? You don't need the points.
Not yet. Nope.
Out of bounds. Ball's off of her, out of bounds. Under a minute here to go, Vince. Great first start for us. You had the two SWC teams here battling each other all the way to the end. They're not. There's no quitting any one of these two teams.
Quite a few games to go. Still this month, next Friday, we'll be in North Olmsted. It's Valley Forge and North Olmsted Alumni Night for the Eagles. Special presentation that night for head coach Smotzer. And 38 seconds to go in this one. Still also tonight, I'll be back at it again. Not much rest for the wicket for me today, bud.
No, man.
I'll be back doing hockey in a few hours. Go home, play with the kids for a little bit.
And you go.
Attempt to eat something and then hustle back out the door.
Here's Frankie's Carrington. Italian cuisine is on your way.
I believe it is. Anna Williams dishes it out. Up top. Number 10.
They had to take an ear out of the ball here.
Oh, as well they should. Christina Chiab, what a night she had. Tom Withers, favorite AP writer, says no shots. Let it wind down, and they will. 8 seconds to go. You've been listening to KeonSports.com. Vince McKee with Ruben Rodriguez. Your final score tonight, it is Westlake 49, Berea Met Park 28.
We mentioned it before the game started and during the game, the height advantage, the physicality, the quickness, the length of this Westlake team is going to be not a problem just for Berea Met Park, for everybody in the SWC this year. They're putting stuff out there on tape. The problem is now you got to go out there and beat them. You got to take it from them. They're well coached. It's going to be a tough task, but we look forward to seeing these ladies a lot this year, the regular season and beyond.
Got them twice, January 4th and January 8th, the first week of January. For Ruben Rodriguez, this has been Vince McKee. Have a good night and Merry Christmas.